Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have come to the month of December. Christmas is around the corner. We're thankful for the birth of our Savior, Father. Help us to enjoy everything about Christmas. Yes, the Christmas gifts, the Christmas meals, the Christmas festivities, and all the things, the lights and the trees. They're all beautiful, Lord. But most of all, we remember the birth of our Savior. And that's the reason. Jesus is the reason for the season. And help us not to forget it and help us to share it with others. And so now, Lord, we pray that you'll quiet our hearts. Speak to us, Lord, through the Holy Spirit. Please hide me behind the cross. And I just pray that you will touch lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to begin by telling a little story. It's from a children's book called Eric Says Thank You. I'm not sure how many are familiar, maybe some parents. But young Eric had a great breakfast of toast, and he thanked his mom. And this led Eric to an adventure in which each person humbly informs Eric that they aren't the ones that he should be thanking, rather the person behind them. So Eric goes off from his mom to the baker, and from the baker to the delivery driver, and from the delivery driver to the miller, and from the miller to the farmer who grew the grain for his toast. And the farmer informed Eric that he was not the person he should be thanking, but he should be thanking God, because he's the one who makes the grain grow. And we are so thankful in our lives for God's faithfulness. He has been faithful all through the days, all through the weeks and months and years of our lives, and will be faithful all along. The title of our message today is Faithfulness, God's Faithfulness and Our Faithfulness. Because God has been faithful to us, we should be faithful to Him. In the big things, in the little things, in everything in our lives, we should be faithful to our Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9, it says, "Therefore know that He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments." The verse that I had also today was in the on the hymn that we the first hymn that we sang, talking about "O come all ye faithful," and that verse was from 1 Corinthians 4:2, which says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful." And I think when I come to the end of my life and it comes time to die, and you'll all come to the service or whoever is here, I want it to be said, Dean was faithful. Don't say, you don't need to talk about all the things I did. Just say he was faithful. And that's what all of us want to do. We want to be faithful to our Lord who is faithful to us. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is faithful to us when no one else would be faithful at all. So the three things that we're going to look at today is, number one, God has been faithful in the past. Number two, God will be faithful in the future, and we can count on that. And number three, God wants us to be faithful. Author Wayne Grudem once said, "God's faithfulness means that he will always do what he has said and fulfill what he has promised." That's God's faithfulness. And our faithfulness should be based on God's faithfulness. We'll never be as faithful as he is to us, but we should strive for it every day to be faithful in our daily lives. And the Lord gave me this, and I was so encouraged by it when I was studying for the message and meditating on it. And this is how we should look at it. God's faithfulness to us means we can count on Him. We can depend on Him. Our faithfulness to God means He can depend on us. Isn't that true? We depend on God for everything. And all he wants us to do is to be faithful. He wants us to know He can count on us. He can depend on us to show up, to be there, to serve Him until He comes. So first of all, God has been faithful in the past. The first thing He did for us was He saved us. That's the very first thing. That's the starting point in our Christian life, is salvation. And then He builds upon that. And God has been faithful to me all through the years. It's been over 46 years. I can't believe it. I've been in this church and I have been so thankful for what God has done for me. And He's always provided for me, whether it's a job situation or a home situation or a family situation. God has taken care of me. I shouldn't be living in Danville. For one thing, I shouldn't be. And I shouldn't be in this exclusive area. I shouldn't be. It's all by the grace of God. He's been so merciful to me, and He's always taken care of me all through the years. Because God keeps His promises. He never breaks one. Sometimes we have to wait for some years to pass before He fulfills a certain promise in our life, answers a certain prayer request, but He's proven Himself over and over and over again. And I think we can all say amen to that. Amen. I love the portion in Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 because it's so beautiful and it's right in the middle of Jeremiah's sorrow over what's going on in Jerusalem and how God brought judgment down upon them. But right in the middle of all this, he says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. Yes, I heard a Christian song on the radio and I love it so much. It says, I know my Redeemer lives, and He is our Redeemer, and we can sing for that every single day of His faithfulness. And just as He has been faithful in the past, He will be faithful with us today. Spurgeon had many great quotes, and this is one of them. He said, God writes with a pen that never blots. He speaks with a tongue that never slips. And He acts with a hand that never fails. You know, God does not fail us. He is faithful. He has been and He always will be. I know in my life, He has preserved my life, kept me alive, and is to serve Him. And that is showing His faithfulness to us. Jesus died to save us. And He gives us all things in Christ. And He has brought us through many tempestuous storms. Jessica right now is going through a lot. Debbie is going through a lot. We have a lot of people. When they go through these things, it's hard. It's hard. But the Lord is with us and He is faithful. And He's always been with Jessica. I mean, they didn't give her a long time to live after that cancer she had when she was 18. But now she's what? 42. And the Lord has preserved her. And that's what He does in all of our lives because He's faithful. And I know I am thankful for that. Secondly, not only is God has He been faithful in the past, but He's faithful right now. And He's promised to be faithful in the future to us as well. As we walk through this world, Jesus made a promise to His disciples that is good till the end of the age. And that's a great promise. And He says at the end of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. No matter how long you live or how long I live, He's going to be with us. He's going to be faithful. We know we can count on Him. And so we can thank Him for who He is and what He has done for us. Yes, God is faithful in His love. Adel preached on this on Sunday, how we should be thankful for God's love. And in Jeremiah 31:3, it says, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, 'Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.'" Yes, God's promises are good and they're sure. And one of the promises that Jesus mentioned in the upper room with His disciples is that He was going to come back again. And that's a promise. You can count on that. You can take it to the bank, as it were, to the bank of heaven. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Yes, it's good to study about the Lord's coming and to think about it and to realize that could come at any time. His coming is imminent, and we should always be ready for it any time of the day or night. A man named Bob LaForge says, "It stands to reason that God would abandon us because of our constant sin. But if that was the reason for Him to leave us, then there was never a reason for Him to have drawn us to Himself. If He was attracted to us as aliens and hostile in mind," in other words, when we're sinners, "how could He abandon those who were His children?" And we're so thankful for that. You know, it's going to be great when we get to heaven and we see the Lord and we see the saints and we see the angels. And I think there's going to be some pretty good singing in heaven and great music. I mean, you think we have great music now. It's nothing compared to what it's going to be in heaven. Just think of that. And all of us will be able to sing, and we'll sing well. We'll all be singing in that great choir, thanking the Lord for His faithfulness and His worthiness. And there's three things in the New Testament the Lord tells us specifically we should be thankful for His faithfulness. Number one is found in 1 Corinthians 1:9, where it says, "God is faithful, who has called you into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ." God is faithful to saving us and calling us to have fellowship with Himself. And we are so thankful that we have been saved. And if you're here today and you have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're missing out, because He wants you to be in heaven. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be forgiven. And all we have to do is just humbly accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and He will take us to be with Himself. The second thing He's promised is to be with us in times of trial and temptation. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, "No temptation has overtaken you except as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." Those are pretty great promises that we can claim. And then the third one is that God gave us His Word, faithfully gave us His Word. And it's in the form of the Scriptures that we can carry around with us, or we can have it on our phone, and it's so beautiful. And we should always be thankful to Him. And it says in the Word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, and also in chapter 1 and verse 20, "But God is faithful. Our word to you was not yes and no, for all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen, to the glory of God." And just as God has been faithful to us in the past, He'll be faithful going forward as well. Now we come to the part that Mike likes to call where the rubber meets the road. This is the part that we come in to be faithful to Him. And this challenges me every day, because there's things that we can do every day to show our appreciation to the Lord and to show that we're faithful to Him. And as we mentioned in 1 Corinthians 4:2 that earlier, and it's true. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. You know, God doesn't look at your ability or care about where you're from or your background or anything. All he wants us to do, as we said, is to be faithful to him. A man named Jerry Bridges says, the faithful person is one who is dependable even when it costs us. That is what distinguishes godly faithfulness from the ordinary dependability of secular society. He wants us to be a faithful person. And you know, every Christian can be faithful. You don't have to be a preacher or a singer or a teacher or anything like that. Just be faithful to God in what he's given you to do. That's all he asks for. He doesn't ask for that much. But the question is, can God count on me? Can others count on me? Or am I shaky, wishy-washy, not stable? We want to be those who are faithful. And one of my dearest brothers that I look forward to seeing in heaven when we get there, and he's going to be there to greet me and all of us, is Jim Hyde. Jim Hyde was a faithful servant for the Lord. You could call Jim and say, we got a need down at the church. We got a need over here at somebody's house. We've got this, we've got that. He was on it. He never said no. He was always faithful. And it always challenged me. And it always encouraged me by the way he carried that on. And God wants us to be willing and available for him and his service. We've probably heard of Oswald Chambers, and he said this. He was just a young man. He died at the age of 43, just a young man. But he loved the Lord so much, wrote so many great things, and this is what he said. The goal of faithfulness is not what we will work for God, but that what he will be free to do to work through us. God calls us to his service and places tremendous responsibilities on us. He expects no complaining on our part and offers no explanation. Like, God doesn't have to explain himself and tell us why he's wanting us to do something. We just want to do it. God wants to use us as he used his own son. And it shouldn't matter to us whether something is big or small, whether we're in the limelight or not in the limelight, behind the scenes. We should do everything faithfully, everything to the best of our ability, everything with our whole heart into it. And that's what faithfulness is all about. Jesus really described it this way. He said, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Jesus said that whatever we do to others, we do it as unto him. And that's what he wants us to be, that kind of faithful servant. We often know about Moses as being the meekest man or the most humble man on the face of the earth was Moses. And he was a great leader. He's known for that. But the other thing that Moses was known for was his faithfulness. God said of Moses in Numbers chapter 12 and verse 7, not so with my servant Moses, for he is faithful in all my house. God recognized that Moses was faithful. And at the end of his life, when it came time to die, the Lord said, Moses, come into my house. You've been visiting a lot. You've been coming over a lot because Moses spent a lot of time with the Lord. Imagine if someone was that way. And he came over and the Lord says, Moses, you've been spending a lot of time here. You keep coming over every day, which is great, but come live with me now. Come live with me now. And that's what we're going to do for all eternity. We're going to live with the Lord in glory forever and ever. It's such a blessing. But faithfulness needs commitment, it needs dedication, it needs sacrifice, it needs a willingness to do whatever God asks us to do. We need to be faithful day in and day out. I like the fact that in the Marines, I don't know, do we have any former Marines here? Anybody in the... Oh, Steve, you were in the Marines. Semper Fi. Ever faithful, right? Ever faithful. That's the Christian version. Semper Fi, it's a Latin term, and it means to be always ready, always faithful to serve your country. And we need to be always faithful to serve our Lord. Author Henry Ward Beecher once said, if there's a job to be done, I always ask the busiest man in the church to take it on, and it gets done. And you know who picked up on that concept was Sylvia. She used to always say that, if I need to get something done, I'm going to ask the busy person, the busiest person, that their plate is already full and overflowing, but I'm going to give it to that person, and I know that they're going to do it and be faithful and get it done. I'm not going to give it to the person who's just sitting there doing nothing. They won't get it done. They'll find every reason why they can't get it done. But when you're busy and you serve the Lord, you will get it done. So may the Lord help us to remember today that God has been faithful to us in the past. Faithfulness in the past, physically, spiritually, mentally, in every way, He has been faithful. He's been faithful to us financially and materially as well, in every way. And God is not only faithful in the past, but He's going to be faithful in the future. We can count on Him. I love that story of the Old Faithful. It's a geyser, and that Old Faithful always goes. It keeps going and going and going. It's even better than the Energizer Bunny. I mean, it's regular and consistent. You can set your watch by it. And that's the way God's faithfulness is to us. And because He is faithful, He wants us to be faithful as well. And I'm going to quote that expression that I said earlier one more time. It is a blessing. God's faithfulness to us means we can depend on Him. Our faithfulness to God means He can depend on us. May the Lord help us to be faithful to our Lord, who is so faithful to us. God doesn't expect perfection from any of us. All He expects is faithfulness, which amounts to availability, reliability, and maintainability. I didn't even know that was a word, and I found it. I said, wow, that's a great word, maintainability. When you maintain something, you do it. You keep it up all the way through. And I'd like to close, before we close in prayer, with a poem that was written by a man named J.M. McIntosh. Now, this is not the McIntosh who wrote the commentaries and all those things, but this is another person by the name of McIntosh. And he says this, I can't live without you. I can't do anything right. I can't live without you, Lord. You know I've tried. Without you, I am nothing. Nothing good comes from me, but your mercy and grace has set this captive free. I can't take any credit for the work that you have done. You gave my life meaning when you sent us your Son. I can't live without you. I won't even try, for I'd stumble and fall without you living inside. Shall we just close in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, today we just want to confess, Lord, we're not as faithful as we want to be. We want to be more faithful to you. You deserve it, Lord. We want you to be able to count on us and depend on us. We want to present ourselves as living sacrifices on our faith. And we just pray, Lord, that you will dismiss us with your blessing. Take us home safely. We thank you for your faithfulness all through the years. And we look forward to more years of faithful service until you come. Only you know, Lord, the day and time of your coming. And so we just pray until then that we will be faithful unto you. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.